From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A tsunami has swept across the Samoan Islands in the Pacific after a powerful earthquake struck deep under the sea nearby. Dozens are dead and coastal towns and villages have been destroyed. President Obama has declared a major disaster for American Samoa. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Residents were given just 15 minutes warning to head for the hills before waves of water as high as 30 feet hit the coastlines of Samoa and American Samoa. The quake lasted more than 2 minutes and was felt in both Pacific Island nations. Several villages were washed away and water surged miles inland. Dozens of people are still missing and communication has been cut off with many outlying areas, making an accurate assessment of casualties and damage difficult. Australian Parliamentary Secretary Bob McMullen says the country is ready to send help.
These people are not just our neighbours, they're our friends, and we will assist them in any way they request.
People are also reported dead on the nearby island of Tonga. Tsunami warnings were issued for areas as far away as New Zealand, where waves up to 3 feet high hit the coastline. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
And this morning, a strong earthquake of magnitude 7.9 struck off the city of Padang on the coast of Indonesia's Sumatra Island, damaging houses, bringing down bridges, and starting fires. The military leader in Guinea has declared 2 days of mourning and expressed condolences to the families of those killed in a military crackdown and an opposition rally. He promised to probe and banned all subversive meetings. Human rights groups say that more than 150 people have died. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
This is not the first time the security forces in Guinea have opened fire, killing civilians in recent years. But in 25 years of army rule, 9 months under the current military ruler, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, what has most shocked this West African nation is the intensity of violence against women protesters. Women were subjected to brutal sexual violence, including rifle butts jammed into their private parts. Camara blamed troops he said had lost control and ordered an investigation into the deadly shooting spree. But there's growing concern about the intentions of this military leader who pledged democracy and prosperity and promised not to run for president after December's coup. Dadis Camara has apparently since acquired a taste for power. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
President Obama today begins a major assessment of the situation in Afghanistan when he convenes his Afghan War Council. The president is faced with deciding on strategy and troop levels for the increasingly unpopular conflict. Joining the president will be Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, as well as top military commanders in person and by way of secure video hookup. Japanese share prices closed slightly lower today. The Nikkei average was down by 9 points, or 0.1%. This is NPR News. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood convenes a two-day national summit today on the problem of distracted driving. Drivers who are also text messaging will be of special focus. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
18 states and the District of Columbia ban sending a text message while driving. 9 other states prohibit new drivers from doing it. Nancy Kane is a spokeswoman for AAA in Michigan. She says AAA groups are urging all 50 states to ban the practice.
Your eyes are off the road, your mind is off the road, and it's a very dangerous situation.
U.S. automakers also support a ban on using handheld cell phones and texting while driving. They say drivers should rely on hands-free and voice activated devices instead. But Kane says studies show that those systems are a distraction on the road, too. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, goes before a House panel today. In his prepared testimony, the general plans to tell lawmakers that thousands of U.S. troops will come home by the end of next month. Odierno will say the troop presence over the next month will be about 120,000. And that's about 4,000 fewer than now, or about the size of an army brigade. Odierno will tell lawmakers that monthly attacks are down sharply. He will say they have dropped from more than 4,000 in August of 2007 to about 600 last month, and he will say that fewer al-Qaeda and foreign fighters remain in Iraq. Odierno will also warn lawmakers there will be a number of looming problems in Iraq, even as the U.S. prepares to end combat missions next year. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.